Episode title, Getting Started with Orca Slicer for Windows, Installation and Requirements. Musical note intro music, 3 seconds. Host. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Orca Slicer 3D Insights, the podcast dedicated to helping makers, hobbyists, and professionals get the most out of their 3D printing experience with Orca Slicer. In today's episode, we'll walk you through the installation process for Orca Slicer on Windows, including system requirements and what you need to know before setting it up. Direct hit minimum system requirements. To run Orca Slicer smoothly on your Windows machine, here's what you'll need. Operating system, Windows 7 or newer. Processor, Intel Core i3 or equivalent. Memory, at least 4 GB RAM. Graphics, DirectX 11 compatible. Free disk space, 500 MB. Download size, 86.2 MB. System type, 64-bit only. Ranch installation process, quick summary. Installing Orca Slicer is very simple. Head over to our official website. Backhand index pointing right https://orcaslicer3d.com. Download the installer for Windows. Run the setup, it's lightweight, quick, and easy to follow. No advanced steps or internet connection are required during the installation. Lightbulb tips before you start. Make sure your graphics drivers are up to date. Use a 64-bit system, Orca Slicer won't work on 32-bit. After installing, take a few minutes to customize your print settings for best results. Endero outro. That wraps up our first episode of Orca Slicer 3D Insights. In our next episode, we'll explore the user interface, navigation tips, and how to load your first 3D model. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and visit us at backhandindexpointingrightorcaslicer3d.com for downloads, guides, and community support. Thanks for listening, and happy slicing! Musical note outro music, 3 seconds. White heavy checkmark what to do next. Use this script to record your voice, mp3/wave under 2 GB. Upload that audio file to the section you showed. Use this episode title. Getting Started with Orca Slicer for Windows, Installation and Requirements. Use the script again, shortened if you want, in the episode notes field.